I returned to the house that I had investigated before to try and find the man with the splendid new color inside him. I wanted to feel it again, as the little I gained before had not even been strong enough to give me many new words. Organism liked words. And the more I have of them, the more I will understand. The house of the man was empty and was a lot changed since I had last seen it. The empty wall with the other organism behind it was still broken, and the shards still lay on the floor in front of it. As I rolled past, I saw the other organism staring back. It was then I worked it out. It wore the same look that I had in my mind. The other organism was me. This was a mirror which only reflects what it sees, and at the moment, the small pieces saw me, alone, filled with colors which had no purpose. I decided then what I would do with myself and the life I had been given. I rolled into the room with the large fabric square in it. There was also a box on the wall which was making sounds and flickering images, for nobody in particular. The images were of humans in large crowds screaming. I couldn't see the tendrils through the pretend images, but I could tell they were there. The eyes of some of the people were red, and I recognized it as my own. The box spoke of viruses and the world ending. Silly humans. They did not realize that this was a new world now, ready for new things and fresh starts. Just as I was about to turn, I saw a human with a purple spark in her eyes. She was part of the crowd, and I could see that she was a strong one. Her purple must have been something to behold. She was beating away several red people when one attacked her from behind, and the red drowned the spark in her eyes, replacing it with a sea of red. It was bad that the red was taking the purple from everyone too, but that made Organism even more determined to do what I had to do. I tried to roll up the road and find the children who had first given me my blue and purple. But everyone was long gone. I squeezed back into the dark tubes with the memories of food in them to avoid the large crowds of growing red people. It was much easier now that I am smaller. It was many days until I found another human. There were many of them on a boat. They went to a deserted place, far away, covered with cold whiteness. I stayed with the humans for a while, but they only made yellows and blues, and those colors are difficult to stay around for too long. I am outside now, in the howling winds, looking at the distant sea which surrounds this island. Above me, there are lights drifting in the sky, changing and reforming. I can see every color I ever heard of, and more, shifting against the starry night sky. I see a swift ripple of the pink, purple, blue color as it moves noiselessly through the night. That's the color that I will collect. I'll travel as far and as long as I have to, until I have enough of it to put in a human. I'll make new friends that are stronger than the red menace I made by accident, and they will have the nicest feeling there is to spread everywhere. That way, there will be no more red for anyone, and I must remember always. I must remember. I am me. I am myself. At the moment, I am a little yellow, and it belongs to me. Although I may still have a lot to learn, and many words still to find, The yellow in me remains small, just enough to see through my skin. The yellow will never fill me now. I will move forward with all the purple I can muster. I recount as much of my life so far because it will push me onward until my task is complete. Even though I cannot speak, I shall communicate the colors of peace to the world. I say these things now to the eyes of my mind so that I will think of it always.
A small number of organism keyrings are available from the producer. If you'd like one for a nominal fee plus postage from the UK, please get in touch with the Organism Facebook page by searching Organism Podcast. Thank you. None of the people who worked on this podcast were paid. If you wish to donate to Organism to say thank you for the hard work put in by those involved in the podcast, please go to organism.podomatic.com, then go to Support the Podcast and click Donate with PayPal. Thank you. Organism is a five-part miniseries written by Lewis Blemings Derrick. It stars Tanya Malejewicz. This show was produced by Tom Rory Parsons, who was also the composer, sound designer, and editor.